Kitchen Cabinet. The cabinet, a small body consisting of the Prime Minister as its head and some 15 to 20 most important ministers, is the highest decision-making body in the formal sense. However, a still smaller body called the Inner Cabinet or Kitchen Cabinet has become the real center of power. This informal body consists of the Prime Minister and 2 to 4 influential colleagues in whom he has faith and with whom he can discuss every problem. It advises the Prime Minister on important political and administrative issues and assists him in making crucial decisions. It is composed of not only cabinet ministers but also outsiders like friends and family members of the Prime Minister. Every Prime Minister in India has had his inner cabinet, a circle within a circle. During the era of Indira Gandhi, the inner cabinet, which came to be called the Kitchen Cabinet, was particularly powerful. The Prime Ministers have resorted to the device of inner cabinet, extra-constitutional body, due to its merits, namely. 1. It being a small unit, is much more efficient decision-making body than a large cabinet. 2. It can meet more often and deal with business much more expeditiously than the large cabinet. 3. It helps the Prime Minister in maintaining secrecy in making decisions on important political issues. However, it has many demerits also. Thus 6. 1. It reduces the authority and status of the cabinet as the highest decision-making body. 2. It circumvents the legal process by allowing outside persons to play an influential role in the government functioning. The phenomenon of kitchen cabinet, where decisions are cooked and placed before the cabinet for formal approval, is not unique to India. It also exists in USA and Britain and is quite powerful in influencing government decisions there. Table 20.2 Articles related to Central Council of Ministers at a glance. Article No. Subject Matter. 74. Council of Ministers to aid and advise President. 75. Other provisions as to ministers. 77. Conduct of business of the Government of India. 78. Duties of Prime Minister as respects the furnishing of information to the President, etc. 88. Rights of Ministers as respects the Houses. Notes and references. 1. This article was amended by the 42nd Constitutional Amendment Act of 1976 to the effect that the President shall, in the exercise of his functions, act in accordance with the advice rendered by the Council of Ministers. The 44th Constitutional Amendment Act of 1978 further added a proviso to this article to the effect that the President may require the Council of Ministers to reconsider such advice and the President shall act in accordance with the advice tendered after such reconsideration. 2. The Salaries and Allowances of Ministers Act, 1952, has been passed for this purpose. 3. Each minister need not resign separately. The resignation of the Prime Minister amounts to the resignation of the entire Council of Ministers. 4. Constituent Assembly Debates, Volume 8, p. 1160. 5. In 1952, the Minister of State was given the new designation of Minister of Cabinet rank. But in 1957, the earlier designation was restored. 6. Avasthi and Avasthi, Indian Administration, Lakshmi Narayan Agarwal, 1st edition, 1993, p. 79.